Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Marilyn Stuckert, who is the orchestra manager for the Northwest Indiana Symphony Youth Orchestra. And Marilyn, welcome to Eye on the Arts, the radio version.
Thank you.
You've done TV before, I know. Your daughter was a member of the youth orchestra at one time.
That is correct, for 5 years.
So that's how you kind of got involved.
Yes,
as a parent.
As a parent volunteer, I spent a lot of time in the office and helping out, and then was able to procure the position when I retired.
Yes, that's good. Because you were a school teacher.
I was elementary school teacher for 33 years.
Wow, that's nice. That's what grade did you do, or did you teach a number of grades?
Most of it was in first grade, and then 10 years, the last 10 years was fourth grade.
Ah, okay. Well, and what instrument did your daughter play?
She is a violist.
And she remains a violist?
Yes, she's a student at Ball State University studying music education.
Oh, wonderful. So see, getting your kid in the Northwest Indiana Symphony Youth Orchestra leads to wonderful things.
It does.
It truly does. And we're happy to have you working with our youth musicians over these last, how many years have you been with us
this
now?
This is my fourth year.
Oh, wow. Time flies.
It does.
And you're having, and plus Marilyn pickles. She makes wonderful canned pickles in the summer and brings them to us. And she enters them in the fair and wins prizes. Anyhow, back to the Northwest Indiana Symphony Youth Orchestra. We have Leap into the Arts coming up very soon.
February 24th.
And this is it's a fundraiser for youth-serving arts organizations.
That's correct. We are in collaboration with South Shore Dance Alliance.
There have been other groups involved over the years.
Yes. South Lake Children's Choir has been part of it, and Indiana Ballet Theater has been part of it also.
It's a really good collab. It's been just the two organizations now for, two or three years, I think.
A couple of years now,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a really good pairing, the South Shore Dance Alliance and the Youth Orchestra. The one accompanies the other, for one thing.
We do.
Yeah, but both of these organizations have youth that go through the program and go on to bigger and better things as they age and attain higher educational levels.
They do.
So what can people expect if they're attending Leap into the Arts?
Well, we have cocktails from 6 to 7 and then dinner 7 to 8, during which the Northwest Indiana Symphony Youth Orchestra Chamber Ensembles will perform, and then dinner. And there's a silent auction going on throughout the whole thing, and a raffle and a wine pull. So you can always come home with lots of wonderful things. And then we perform. There's a time where the youth orchestra performs by themselves, a time where the dancers perform by themselves, and we always end with a collaborative piece.
Yeah, it's really a nice evening.
It is.
And and it really makes you proud of the opportunities that are being provided for young people. The youth orchestra is active throughout the year.
Yes.
Except for in the summer months, not so much.
We do take a little time off in the summer, yes.
So it's mostly, they rehearse every Sunday.
Every Sunday at the Center for Visual and Performing Arts in Munster from 2 to 5. And we have started in the last 2 years now working, starting our first concert at Labor Day. The Griffith Rock and Rails, that's where we do an outdoor concert. And so rehearsals technically start about the 1st of August.
Okay. And then go through, May or
so? Go through May, yes.
Because you have the final performance in mid-May.
Yes, this year it's on May 21st.
Okay. Oh, so it's a little later.
It is a little later. This is our 50th anniversary, and we are having a reunion where we are inviting back former members to perform. And so we decided to push it back a little bit so that especially college students would have an opportunity to come back for us.
Yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. That's exciting. And is this one of the years when the kids get to go to Europe? I can never remember.
No, it's 18.
Oh, okay.
2018, we will go to Italy.
Okay.
And in 2014, we went to Germany. In Austria.
Yeah.
So what is the
tuition for being a member of the youth orchestra?
Tuition is $400 a year, but we do have tuition assistance and we are able to match that quite well.
And when are auditions?
Auditions will be held at the end of May this year. And then they are again in September, and we have two others.
And it's grades what to what?
It's middle school through college.
Okay. Great. Okay,
yes,
Marilyn.
Yes.
Well, you do a lot.
Thank
for
you.
Us. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
And thanks for being here to tell us about Leap into the Arts, a great event to help support these organizations that serve youth. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.